We're at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, and we're talking about Schubing's Phoenix. My name is Judith Goldman. I'm the curator of the exhibition. There are two phoenixes. There are a pair of them. There's Feng and Huang, boy and girl. You first see them as big birds, and then you look and you see that their feathers are made of shovels, and their coxcombs, their heads are made of hats, and they've got bamboo here, and architectural pieces there, and even things, as you keep looking at them, you find things that you didn't see right away, like the wings made of cement. And so here's this bird, or these birds that look so light, but that's cement. And one of the wonderful things about Schubing's work is that it is just layered and layered with meanings. And then you can look at it and think, it's the most fantastic piece of Chinese folk art. And yes, it's about migrant workers, too. So it's all those things.
My name is Jesse Robert Cofino. In this exhibit, I was primarily responsible for overseeing and coordinating the movement of the piece from Massmoka in North Adams, Massachusetts, down to the cathedral. You know, we were a couple years in planning. Actual shipping took about 5 days. One of the big challenges with this work specifically is its size. Coming in off of Amsterdam, we had to set up a gigantic crane because we'd get the pieces off the trucks up onto a platform, a steel deck platform built in front of the door, and then pushed in. So in order to use a crane of that size, you have to close off part of Amsterdam Avenue. We had 11 oversized trailers that were coming into the city. It's tough. It's tough when you're dealing, especially going across states, and with really big pieces of art that were not designed with trucking or shipping in mind.
I'm Jim Kowalski, and I'm the Dean of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. What intrigued us was a long history of saying, as our founders did, you could put great conversations of any given time under the roof of the cathedral and somehow transform them, engage people of different political positions, different faiths. So this piece, which really asks some very tough questions about the reality that you want construction, you want the new life that's brought to cities by economies that may thrive, but then people can be cast off. So I don't think I had a clue of the complexity of it or the magnificence of it, that old adage of seeing is believing. Here are the two enormous phoenixes are flying in the cathedral. I mean, it just knocks your socks off when you actually see it.